to Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. Welcome and good morning, everybody. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, board-certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and physician certified by the American Academy of Thermology for Interpretation. The Take Two Healthcare Radio program is live and on air every Saturday from 11 to noon. Obviously, you can tune on here to 95.7 FM, AM 1290. You can reach these shows online as well. You can listen live, and these shows are also recorded and put on our website at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two, and also on WHIO's website. We've been on air here for over 40 years. I myself have been with the Take Two Healthcare Clinic for 14 years. This is my 14th year, believe it or not. I still feel like I'm a little kid, but that's okay. This was actually my first job coming out of chiropractic school, and I love what I do. I love that we are way more of we're not just your typical chiropractic clinic. In fact, our niche is actually scientific laboratory testing, and we do a lot of nutritional counseling in vitamin and supplement therapy and recommendations based on comprehensive lab testing with blood, hair, urine, stool. So there's a lot of things that we get into. So when I was in chiropractic school, I wanted to go more of a route with athletes and sports, but I found it hard being a female, I guess, getting into some of the areas that I was looking to do. And when I came into town on my breaks, I would shadow a few different chiropractors just to kind of see what their clinics would look like and how they saw, you know, different treatment plans and what type of patients they saw and how they ran their clinic. And I shadowed Dr. Merkel, obviously. And since this clinic is so unique, there were times when I wasn't allowed to follow him into a room with a patient because of the sensitivity of the conversations, because we see some serious disorders, including cancers. But anyways, we went out to lunch, and I guess I impressed him because he sent me an email a few weeks later, offered me the position, and I wanted to start the thermography part of the clinic and have me run it. And so here I am 14 years later, and I'm proud to be one of the very few in the United States and actually the only doctor, certified clinician, and American Academy of Thermography physician certified interpreter in all of Ohio, right here in Dayton. I myself am the only one who can do thermography screenings, interpret them, and then treat you as my own patient. And that's at a very personal level, if you will. And I believe we charge $255 for a thermogram series. It's not a bad cost to get all that in one. The reason why I promote thermography so much is because, like I said, I am American Academy of Thermography certified. And that certification is the only type of organization with actual bystanders, meaning you have to attend the courses, you have to be voted in, you have to be approved, you have to do continuing education. And they are the only organization out of the few that are in the country, as far as interpreting goes, that have their bylaws and standards that are followed by all the physicians. So it's a very prestigious accomplishment. I'm very proud to offer it in our clinic. Like I said, I'm one of the only in Ohio, and I'm right here in Dayton. In May, we are offering 10% off all thermography imaging. And thermography, if you're unaware, is an FDA tool used to detect breast cancer activity by defining and reading thermal heat that is given off by blood flow. So if there is a tumor that is growing, it needs a blood supply. And what we see on a thermogram is vascularities, areas of heat, nipple temperature differences. So there's a lot of things that's looked at on a thermogram. thermogram, but just by looking at a thermogram and seeing inflammation doesn't necessarily mean you have breast cancer. There can be a lot of reasons of why we're seeing inflammation on a thermogram. So today's topics, we're going to be obviously talking about thermography and a description. I want to give you a case study. We're also going to be talking about how to calculate your biological score or your biological age and what that means. And then I have some other cases that I want to bring you up to date with, because I haven't been on air here now with you guys for 3 weeks. And I know you all have missed me and you're waiting on the edge of your seats for some of my case studies to be completed that I've been sharing with you. And we're going to get to one of those later. One and a few of the case studies that I'll be talking about are patients that have been taking the GLP weight loss injections. And I want to go over specific markers that you need to be testing if you are using those medications, whether orally or injecting. They're newer. Obviously, people that go on these injections, they lose weight very, very quickly. They lose their muscle mass. They lose some fat. They lose their appetite. There can be some side effects. And don't get me wrong, the patients that go, or the people that I see go on these type of medications, they work. They lose weight right away, a little bit too quickly, in my opinion, but there are potential side effects, and you want to be sure that you're doing everything healthy, if you will, while you're trying to lose weight. All right. So one of the very first things I want to go over with you is a little bit more about thermography and how it can work, because it's different for everyone. So when you come in, and when you come in May and get your 10% off your thermography screening, you will be receiving a report with your images after it's all done. Takes about a day or two to interpret, but you receive a report and your images, and we go over it together. And what I go over with you is what's called a breast cancer risk assessment. So you get a score for each breast, and that scoring system goes from 1 to 5. 5 is the highest. 5 is the highest risk factor. And there's a lot of things that I look at. I look at areas of heat, vascularity findings, differences in temperatures under the axillary region, global breast temperature, and nipple temperature. And all of that's compared, and that's how you're given an overall score. So I have this case study I want to share with you. A 60-year-old female had thermographic imaging done in November of 2024. The scores for both of her breasts was a 4+. So that put her in between a 4 and a 5. The reason why is on the left side, her nipple temperature differential was outside normal limits, which means the left side was warmer than the right by over a degree. That was outside normal limits. Usually when there is inflammation of the breast, the nipple temperature on that side will be elevated. She had what's called vascular anarchy in the upper breast on the right, which was displaying multiple bifurcations or branching. So if you can imagine like an area of heat with like branches coming off, almost like a sun, but squiggle lines in red, not yellow. But so she had nipple temperature differentials that were outside normal limits and abnormal shaping of her blood vessel findings on the right. We tested then her blood. All right. So the testing in her blood was in December. Her ferritin was critically high at 209. The cutoff is 150. So she's been storing iron. She had a C-reactive protein of 17. So she had inflammation outside of the ranges. She had low thyroid function and a high pancreatic/liver enzyme at 80. Cutoff was 60. And her CA2729 breast cancer marker was also elevated. It was at 31. I like to see it under 20. All right, so she had inflammation of both breasts seen on her thermogram. We followed up with blood testing. We found stored iron. We found inflammation by C-reactive protein. We found low thyroid and high pancreas inflammation with a mildly elevated breast cancer marker. Patient then donated blood, followed the program, then we retested 9 months later. Okay, it's a little bit longer than when I like to retest. Usually our retests are within 2 months, unless there's something critical, but it's okay. She at least retested, right? So 9 months later, she tested, but that's okay. Her C-reactive protein dropped from 17 to 2, so less inflammation. Her stored iron went from 209 to 49. She only did one blood donation to get that iron out. Her thyroid function improved and her liver enzyme improved from 80 to 61. Still a little high, but in the right direction. And her breast cancer marker dropped by 6 points. Then she retested her thermogram. The nipple temperature improved on that left side and was now within normal limits. And the vascularity findings on both breasts improved. And so did the patterns. So the scores of her breast breast risk assessment dropped from a 4+ to a 3 on both sides, which now puts her in the average category. Patient's testimony included improved hot flashes, 27 pounds of weight loss in 9 months, went from 175 to 148, and the numbness that were in her hands had completely gone away. All this started by testing her thermogram, which presented very inflammatory. But what we looked at was we looked at the specific breast cancer marker, which wasn't that high, but it was higher than I like it. But then she was also showing findings of inflammation from stored iron and in the liver and the thyroid. So we fixed the liver, thyroid, and iron, which fixed the way that her thermography presented. So it wasn't cancerous activity causing the inflammation on her thermogram. It was more metabolic concerns. All right. She had well water. So she was drinking well water, which increased her iron, which caused inflammation, which probably caused high liver enzymes too. So the program she followed not only included donating blood, but also taking her personalized vitamin and supplement protocol, consisting of many natural anti-inflammatories, such as like vitamin C, curcumin, lorcetin, a lot of these things we put our patients on to reduce inflammation. But this is just to show you that every case is different. Just because you have abnormal scores or abnormal screenings of anything doesn't necessarily mean you have to jump to the worst conclusion. You have to find out what is going on. What is causing the inflammation? So thermography, yes, it's a breast cancer risk assessment tool without the use of radiation or compression. So it's completely safe. It's different than a mammogram. All right. A mammogram is x-rays. It reads inside the tissue versus thermography reads outside of the tissue. What is the heat coming from outside of the tissue? Is it blood vessel patterns? Is it the nipple temperature differentials? Or are you just presenting this way because it's a sign and or signal that something else is going on? And in this case, it was inflammation, most likely caused by stored iron. Quick, simple fix. Obviously, she's up to date with everything, but I really like that case study to show you just because you have an abnormal thermogram doesn't necessarily mean it's cancer. And so that's why we always follow up with lab testing. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to be going over how to calculate your biological age, which is different than your chronological age. So are you younger or are you older than what you really are? Stay tuned to find out. This is Dr. Natalie Gailey, Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts, 95.7 FM, AM 1290. Take 2 Healthcare Clinic is located on Far Hills Avenue here in Dayton, Ohio. However, we see patients from all over the United States. I have patients in California, Florida, Wisconsin, Indiana, New Jersey, you name it. We can do all of the laboratory testing, hair testing, consultations over the phone and through Zoom. So if you like what you hear or you know somebody that would benefit from the type of programs we offer, please don't hesitate to get on the schedule. Our phone number to schedule an appointment is 937-433-3241. That's 937-433-3241. You can visit us online at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. We have a lot of case studies on there. If you click on the nutrition tab, you can view a sample report, because when all of our patients get tested, they get their own personalized report. You can also view an example of what is in the men and women's health profile, which includes over probably 120 markers. We do cancer markers, we do hormones, we check for anemia, we check about 20 different markers than your typical comprehensive metabolic panel does not include. So we just test more. That is why we're out of network, though, unfortunately. I know it can be expensive at front, but, you know, it's worth it in the long run. And if you can imagine the type of hospital bills you'd get if you waited too long, trust me, $2,000 is not that bad. And $2,000 is on the upper end of when you initially test with us, because that includes like all your initial visits, consultations, lab fees, all that stuff. It gets a lot easier as you become an established patient. But that would be top of the top testing with everything. So I want to go over what biological age means. Then we have to cut to a short break. And then when you get back, I'm going to talk about how to calculate it. And I'm going to give you a really cool case study. So biological age measures how fast your cells, tissues, and organs are aging based on physiological damage rather than time passing by. So unlike chronological age, it can be reversed or slowed through healthy lifestyle choices like improved diet, exercise, sleep, but it indicates overall health and risk for age-related diseases. And just because you're young doesn't mean you're healthy. Older biological age is linked to earlier development of chronic diseases such as cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease. Guess what? You can test for all of those. I'm so excited to talk to you about this. All right, we have to cut to a short break. Don't tune away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about biological age and how to reverse that, how to reverse aging. All right, this is Dr. Natalie Haley. Don't tune away. We'll be right back. This is an Ask the Experts weekend. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on an Ask the Experts weekend. This is 95.7 FM, AM 1290. I guess it is still News Talk Radio, but it's Ask the Experts for this hour and for today. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. If you've missed the show or want to listen again just because you like everything that you've heard, I always say if you learned something today that you didn't know before tuning in, then I have done my job. And today we're talking about thermography as a breast cancer risk assessment tool. Again, 10% off during the month of May. And I do highly recommend booking because it fills up fast and fast. Last year, we imaged over 100 patients and we had to extend the sale just because everyone waited at the end and, you know, we wanted to get them in. So anyways, get your time and date that you desire. 937-433-3241. That's 937-433-3241. Get a thermography baseline study. Get your blood testing done. We'll get you up to date with everything. All right. Now I want to talk about biological age. Like I said, it measures how fast your cells are aging based on physiological damage from poor environment, your diet, your lifestyle, rather than your chronological age is basically how old you are. But your biological age can be reversed, which is really cool. So to calculate this, you need some blood tests. You need albumin, which is a protein. You need alkaline phosphatase, which is an inflammatory marker. You need creatinine, which is a kidney marker. It is not a creatine supplement. It is creatinine. So there's a difference. I get that a lot. You need your glucose, which is sugars. You need C-reactive protein, inflammation markers. Your lymphocytes. Your MCV, mean corpuscular volume, which is included in a CBC panel. You need your red blood cell distribution width, your white blood cell count, the testing date that you had the blood work done, and your birth date. All right, so you need albumin, alkaline phosphatase, creatinine, glucose, C-reactive protein, lymphocytes, MCV, RDW, WBC, your test date and birth date. What I'll do is on our Facebook page, I'm going to write all that down. All right. So if you miss those or you don't know how to spell something, I'm going to put that on our Facebook page. And if you don't have any of those done, let us order your blood tests. Now I did, I calculate this for most all of my patients. I had one 47-year-old female who had a biological age of 43. And she was 47. So she's technically biologically 4 years younger than what she really is. All of her numbers were healthy. So I didn't think that she would be older than what her biological, or I'm sorry, I didn't think she would be older than what her chronological age would be. But her C-reactive protein was high. Her C-reactive protein is at 11. It should be under 10. Personally, I like to see it under 4. The cutoff actually used to be 4, but there's a whole story behind that. When I say cutoff, I'm talking about the reference ranges that the labs use. Those reference ranges vary and will change depending on population averages. So what that means is years ago, the population was what much more less inflamed. So the inflammation cutoff was at 4. Now it's at 10, which means most everybody has a higher C-reactive protein. So when or if, no, it's not if, it's when we get the C-reactive protein reduced for her. So say we cut it down to 5 from 11. Her biological age will go from 43 to 42. That's almost another year of life just by reducing one of those markers. And it's easy to do. We take anti-inflammatories, supplements. We start exercising. We reduce anti-inflammatory foods in our diet. So really excited for to show her that. And some of these things can be very simple to do, but you just have to test properly and know what to do. Now, you have to be careful using an online calculator. I will tell you, when I was putting this in for her, now, we're all human, right? We all make mistakes. I made a mistake when I first calculated it, and I was like, whoa, that's not right. Because I accidentally put in her red blood cell number instead of the red blood cell distribution width. And let me tell you, it was a 30-year difference in her biological age that showed up. It showed up that her biological age would have been 15 instead of 47. I was like, that can't be right. So anyways, RDW is different than red blood cell. And the lymphocytes that you put in, there's two of them that you'll get when you get your blood test done. One is a percent value. One is an absolute value. You have to type in the percent value. So it's confusing, right? Let me do it for you. And I promise I won't make a big mistake like that. But here's another thing. You have to be careful. Where did I write this down? One of my patients went on to ChatGPT, and she typed in her CA15-3, which is a cancer antigen for breast, ovarian, and uterine. So it's a female cancer antigen. Before she reviewed her results with me, she went on ChatGPT to find out what some of these things mean. Instead of her typing in 15.7, she put a comma instead of a decimal. So she put 15,700. So when she came to me, she thought she had full-blown metastatic cancer. And I was like, I figured it out somehow what she did. Maybe I think I had her show me a picture or something. And bless her heart, she was a little bit older. But I was like, it's a decimal, not a comma. And she's like, oh. So when something shows up out of the blue and you're questioning it, please get a second opinion. There's a lot of vitamins and supplements that you can take to help all of these values that calculate biological age. For example, to reduce alkaline phosphatase and CRP, you can take curcumin, dehist, which is stinging nettles, vitamin C, vitamin D. For a healthy glucose, obviously you stick to a lower carb diet. For some of the MCV and RDW, those are tested usually to find out if you're anemic. So if those are either low or high, you could be needing to take B12 and B6. So there's a lot of natural things that you can take to improve your biological age. But if your biological age comes back higher than your chronological age, that is what can lead to cancer, dementia, diabetes, Alzheimer's. And you want to prevent all that. And there's markers to detect cancer and to detect dementia and Alzheimer's. The p-tau-217 is over 90% accurate for Alzheimer's testing. And I think it's around $200, maybe less than that. Diabetes, that's an easy one. Test your A1C. Heart disease, there's tons of cardiovascular panels you can do, whether it's breaking down your cholesterol into like lipid profiles to look at your particle sizes, such as LDL particle sizes, HDL particle sizes, and there's also arterial testing that you can do that can indicate plaquing of the arteries. So there's a tons of things that you can test. But just because you're young doesn't mean you're healthy. One of my favorite patients is a 49-year-old male, testing since 2019. I did not test his cancer antigens until this year due to his age and the fact that his entire panels he's always tested with me were completely healthy. I mean, beautiful. In the past, we had worked on weight loss and elevated estrogen levels. Yes, men can have high estrogen too. His was at 142. Cutoff was 115. We lowered it to 109, reversed his diabetes. His A1C went from 7.3 to 5.8. I know these are a lot of numbers, but what I'm trying to say is he didn't come to me really for anything except to lose weight. And so we focused on hormones, weight loss, but his other lab tests looked beautiful. Took some time off, and I hadn't seen him for 18 months. All right, we retested a full panel, and this was the end of last year. And this time I included the cancer profile, and at 49, you know, that's a usually patients start getting like mammograms at the age of 40, colonoscopies at the age of 50. So 49, I thought was a good time to test his blood work. He has stage 4 colon cancer. I was baffled. The cancer's in his liver. But this is the thing. His liver panel is healthy. His C-reactive protein, alkaline phosphatase, RDW, lymphocytes, all healthy. Oh, my phone was listening to me. All healthy. And all that is included in your biological age calculator. So just because you're doing some of these tests, are you doing all of them that you should be doing? Or are you doing enough? And in fact, his CBC showed no signs of infection. The doctors at OSU are stumped. They didn't even, they're like, how do you not have any symptoms? No blood and stool, not losing weight, still working, still lifting weights. He's a principal. He's not exposed to any toxic metals. So honestly, both him and I were like, we thought his records were switched up. I mean, I went back to his labs. I'm like, are we sure this is lab work? The only thing that I could think that could have accelerated this was that he was on tirzepatide to lose weight. And I did not know he started that. I've had three patients with high cancer antigens that take those GLP meds. So, you know, one patient was only 79. I say only 79 because I still think 79 is young. Her CEA colon cancer marker was over 58,000. The cutoff is 4.7. 58,000. She's not doing well. She came to me too late. Unfortunately, though, she has an endocrinologist. She has a general practitioner. Obviously, a practitioner prescribed her, she was on Mounjaro, prescribed her a GLP med. You're telling me no one saw her liver enzymes, her LDH, all of her cancer markers are just, it's so toxic. It's one of the worst blood tests I've ever seen. And this stuff does not creep up on you at night. And that's why it's so important to test properly and to test at least yearly. Look, I know it can be expensive, but once you're established with me, it gets a lot easier. I believe a female cancer profile is around $270 to get all of your cancer markers done. You do that once a year. Just budget that. I think a male cancer profile is a little bit less because it doesn't include, obviously, breast or ovarian or uterine. But I was just, you know, speaking with her daughter. We were just really confused on how it got this bad without any of her other doctors noticing it, because she was on meds for thyroid, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Someone was running her labs. So anyways, it's never too late to test, right? But here is a quote from Dr. Axe, which you, if you're listening to this show, you've probably heard of him. He's one of more famous than me. No, I'm kidding. He's definitely nationally recognized. He's a natural medicine doctor, clinical nutritionist. He says, people will spend hours researching the best phones, the best cars, the best vacations, but very little time learning how their body actually works. Your health deserves more curiosity than your next purchase. That says it all right there. So anyways, think about some things I'm talking about. It's never too late to start, right? I always say whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. We have to cut to a short break. Don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Expert Weekend.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to this hour of Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. I'm Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I've been with Take Two Healthcare now for 14 years. So I actually had to do the math the other day. I was like, really? It's been that long? I didn't feel that old, but we talked about a lot of things today. Some great case studies, some happy, some a little sad. But if there's anything you take away from this show at any time, it's that get testing done. Get proper testing done. It's going to cost a little bit, but get a baseline and then break it up. What does that mean? Okay, so say you test the advanced coronary panel, which was put out by the Cleveland Clinic. All right, that one's over $800. So say you test that. Everything comes back good except for two of the markers. Well, then you just need to retest the two. We have science-based nutrition panels, cancer panels, heart panels, hormone panels, Alzheimer and neurological panels, toxic element panels, you name it. And I had a patient give me a really cool quote. He recently retired, and he said to me, look, I don't want to wait on hold scheduling appointments with customer service and medical doctors. I don't want to put my life on hold. He says, I have too much money now to spend on... Wait, he said, I have too much money to spend than to be sick right now. So he doesn't want to be sick. He's got all his retirement money. He wants to travel. He wants to take up golf, and he wants to be healthy enough to do it. So let's get your blood test done. Females, get your thermography done. Get your breast risk assessment numbers. Know where you're at. 10% off the month of May. We will book up. So get scheduled for the month of May. So I give you enough heads up about that. You'll get the screening takes, the appointment takes a little less than a half hour. The screening literally takes a minute. And then we schedule an appointment to review your findings either in the office or over the phone. You'll get a written report and your images. Get your blood testing done and calculate your biological age. Like I said, I'm going to list all the markers on our Facebook page, but you want albumin, alkaline phosphatase, creatinine, glucose, C-reactive protein, lymphocytes, a CBC, test date and birth date, and we can calculate that for you. You have to be careful when you're calculating these things because you want to put in the right number. Don't use ChatGPT. It'll put in a comma instead of a decimal, and that's not good. And then if you're on the GLP meds, get your cancer markers checked every 6 months, if not sooner than that. There's no reason a 79-year-old should have been prescribed a weight loss medication with metastatic accelerated cancer in her liver, bones, GI tract. It's everywhere. There's no reason that should have been missed. So just be cautious. Whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare, and I'd be happy to see you. Again, my name's Dr. Natalie Yaley. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, shared a lot with you. Check our website out. Check out our Facebook page. And we're here every Saturday from 11 to noon. So we'll be back next weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your family, your friends, God, the beautiful weather, whether it's raining or not. We are here. Let's live today. Like we don't have the rest of our life, right? So be healthy. Get checked out now. You can call us at 937-433-3241 to get scheduled. Again, my name's Dr. Natalie Yaley. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be signing out.